Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, June 8th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Before we get into Masari Monday, where we talk about what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything, there's an important piece of Instagram news to get into. The Instagram at Creators account posted on their broadcast channel that you can now reorder your grid. If you're not familiar with what that means, they explain, you can now rearrange content on your main profile grid, which is perfect for highlighting your best work or making your profile feel more like you. Simply go to your profile, tap and hold any post on your grid, select Reorder Grid in the pop-up menu, long press and drag your content to the desired position. Your changes are saved immediately and are visible to all profile visitors. Just by way of context, this is something that Instagram has been beta testing for a while. It is something that a lot of users have been asking for a long time. We have had the ability to pin posts to the top of a profile. You could pin up to three posts, and you can still do that. But it's nice to be able to rearrange the content on your profile grid that may not be as relevant anymore. You may not want to necessarily archive it, which you can always do. You can delete it, of course. You always have that option. But maybe you just want to rearrange it and keep your top nine as the posts you're most proud of. Now you can easily do that. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram is going to answer questions about Instants, how to find inspiration when you're feeling burnt out, the sweet spot for the length of reels, and his favorite Instagram Plus feature. All of that, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's get into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram on his recent Ask Me Anything, and let's start with the question about Instagram Plus. The question, which Instagram Plus feature are you personally most excited about? I'm going to let Adam give his answer, and then I will give mine.
It's sort of a silly or small feature, but actually I'm particularly excited about the ability to search your story viewers for a specific person. But I want to be clear, because I know I'm getting a lot of angry comments in the comments under my post about Instagram Plus. It's just an option. The free version of Instagram is not changing. We're going to continue to improve it as well. These are just a series of extra features that if you're interested in, you can subscribe and get them. But if you're not, no worries. That's totally fine too.
You know, he picked the one that I was going to talk about. I do think if there's someone who you really care about whether or not they watch your story, having the ability to search that list is great. Since Adam picked that as his favorite feature of Instagram Plus, I'll pick a different one. You have the ability to use Story Spotlight to push a story to the top of feeds. This is interesting because stories are shown to people in the order they are most likely to watch them. This allows you to jump the queue, so to speak, by getting to the front so that your stories would potentially be seen first at the top of people's feeds. However, that only stands out as an advantage if not everyone has the ability to do that with their story. It's kind of like when you go to the airport and you go through security. There is the regular line and the TSA pre-check line that people have paid to have an option to do TSA pre-check. If everyone pays and everyone does TSA pre-check, then the TSA pre-check line is longer than the regular line. It defeats the purpose. So this same thing, Story Spotlight only works if not everyone has the ability to push their story to the top of someone else's feed. But I do like that as a feature. All right, let's move on to the reach-related question of the day. Should I be translating my reels before posting? Why? The answer to that is yes, you do, because you want your reels to be visible by as many people around the globe as possible, whether or not they speak the language that you speak. However, translation for reels does not work if you have multiple speakers in a video. It will not be able to necessarily translate all those speakers. I've experienced this myself. Here's Adam's answer to the question, should I be using translation for reels before posting and why?
So for those of you who don't know, you can actually translate your reels. It's in the create flow. You just turn on translations. We translate in up to 9 languages. I highly suggest it. It's a great way to reach people who might be interested in your content who don't actually speak the same language as you do. We include languages like Portuguese and Spanish, English, Hindi, Kannada, and others. So check it out.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Should creators use Instants? This is a really good question. I would say that creators should use Instants if they feel comfortable to, But instance and stories are pretty closely aligned. They're in the same ballpark as far as I'm concerned. So if you are using stories to its maximum and you don't feel people are watching all the stories you make, but you still want to post that kind of content more, in that case, I would use instance. Here's Adam's answer.
Instance are just a way to share some of what's happening in your day with your friends. They're not actually a way to share with your followers more broadly. You can only share with either people who follow you back, we call that friends for short, or with your close friends list. There's actually no way to share instance with everybody who follows you. So if you're a creator and you want to use instance, great, but it's an awesome way to stay in contact with people you know, not people who just follow you.
That's a great point. It's nuanced there because people who don't follow you, if you're a creator and you're public, yes, they can watch your story. They're unlikely to come across your story. The algorithm is not suggesting your story to them if they don't follow you, but his point is correct. You do have to be friends with someone in order for you to both see instance. All right, let's talk about reels. Is there a sweet spot of length for reels? I would say that shorter is better. I think things on YouTube and TikTok that are a little bit longer can be okay, but on Instagram, I would think shorter would be better. Here's Adam's answer to that question.
There's no universal sweet spot for the length of reels, but generally we focus on shorter video. We want to be a place where you can discover lots of little videos and then send them to your friends and connect over that creativity. So 3 minutes and less is usually where you want to focus to get the most reach on Instagram. But for different people, different lengths make sense. Sometimes there's people who get a lot of success from longer videos. Other people find a lot of success in those short, 15, 30 second skits. I encourage you to experiment and see what works for both you as a creative, but also for your audience.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to adjust your Instagram algorithm, how to find inspiration when you feel burnt out, and feature suggestions. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram and the next one. Any tips for finding inspiration when you're burnt out? This is a great question. I think it is important to create content on a schedule that works for you, that does not burn you out. And if you are feeling burned out, step away, do something else. Take in some other form of art or communication or whatever revitalizes you and gets you back to thinking about things from a different perspective. But sometimes you do need to take a step back from creating and just rejuvenate yourself. Here's Adam's answer to any tips for finding inspiration when you're burnt out.
I think a change of scenery, or what Rick Rubin calls source. Get outside, go see a movie, go see a play, read a book, talk to someone you find interesting, check out people you find interesting online. Get exposed to some interesting creative content that might get you going. Also, you might need to take a break. That's okay too. I can feel like a hamster on a hamster wheel just trying to create content all the time. You need to take some space from Instagram or for sharing online. It's better to acknowledge that and do that than try to burn out, than to keep trying and burn out. And I don't think we want that for anyone.
All right, let's move on to some feature-related questions. The first, where can I adjust my algorithm? There is a little icon in the top right corner of the Explore page that allows you to do that. Here's Adam's answer.
The feature we call your algorithm allows you to see your algorithm, specifically what topics we think you're interested in, and then you can add things and remove things and edit things. Right now you can get to it from either the Reels tab or from the Explore tab. It's right there in the top right corner. It doesn't yet work for the main home feed, but we are working on that and that will come soon.
And the last question we're going to talk about today, other ways to hide follower list besides private account? This is a good question. I'm not aware of any way to do what this person is asking, unless Adam takes this as a feature suggestion, which he definitely should.
There isn't. It's kind of an interesting question, though, because on one hand, I like the idea that you should be able to control who can see who you follow. On the other hand, it's actually one of the core ways Instagram works, is people, particularly when they're new, they go to the accounts of people that they're interested in, and they say who they follow, and that's how people get followers, and Instagram isn't useful unless you can find accounts that you're interested in the first place. So if we did that, there would be less following in general, which would be on the cost. Now, maybe the benefit is worth the cost, but that's the trade-off there. But I'll take it to the team.
I actually think that's a great idea, and I think it should be customizable. You should be able to hide the list of who you're following if you choose to. the same way you can hide your likes from your posts if you want to. That is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.